I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 on a Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes, in which Bo tells us we'll find out what Mark Sanchez was up to this weekend.
Getting shanked.
Interesting storyline.
Getting shanked.
I was like, hang on, what happened?
What? I saw the same thing. Like,
what?
Whoa, what? there I got mad at Shefty because Shefty reported what happened. Right. Oh, you don't know that's what happened? It's like...
I mean, he's a reporter.
He's a reporter.
That's what he does.
That's what the police report said.
Reports.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, Mark says, how you get stabbed in Indianapolis?
And then it's always right. That's George Foster had a great tweet. He was like, I've been to downtown Indy a lot of times. Doesn't really seem like a getting stabbed part of town. And then I was like, what does? Like, what's a getting stabbed part of town?
I don't know, dog. But yeah, you know, Mark says went and got his ass shanked.
Well, then the thing that always happens started happening with any person who's in the public eye. Like, a bunch of other people started jumping on. They're like, yeah, this guy's been a jerk forever. It's like, I never heard anybody say anything bad about Mark Sanchez.
Me neither.
Like, I got a story about him. Let me just, like,
yeah,
all right.
I never knew that
you're
either.
You're just waiting?
Yeah.
Waiting to get that story out? All right. Anyway. No more undefeated teams in the NFL. Bills lost last night. We talked about that. That was a really fun game. Great performance by the Patriots. Broncos came back down huge.
Yeah.
The Eagles... I mean, they've been teetering,
but
and then to have a huge lead like that and blow it against the Broncos and throw the ball on 80% of your
plays.
You
lost Jalen Hurts the ball 38 damn times,
yeah.
And Saquon Barkley had 6 freaking carries.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. I know what they're doing. They're, oh my God, Devontae Smith and AJ, they're mad at us.
Because the AJ thing was out there. Then the rumor came out Sunday that Devontae's mad. Too.
Yeah, like, come on, man. But they can't run the ball. You know, and for him to throw the ball 38 times, but give credit to damn Denver. They hung in there.
Sure.
They hung in there. Going for that 2-point conversion, that was big ones for him to go for that one. But, yeah, and what they did in Denver, they kept him out of third and short. You know, they kept him in third and medium, third plus, and they just couldn't get it done, man. But, yeah, Bo Nix was just good enough. Yep. That was a hell of a 3-man on a 2-point conversion. Cortland Sutton, I just always like him, man. I've always been a big fan of his. Makes some big catches down the stretch. But, I mean, 6 carries for Saquon? I had a nice little touchdown catch he did.
Yeah, he caught the ball a little bit.
But
I mean, 6 carries.
6 carries.
It's just like after the Falcons game against the Panthers.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You just saw what worked. And, again, I know their line's banged up. I know Lane Johnson came out of the game early, so – maybe that changes the game.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Bond with the late hit. That was pass interference on Dallas Goedert. They should have had the ball inside the 5. That was all the way pass interference on Denver. But, yeah, I mean, they were cheated. They were going to eventually lose.
They were.
They were eventually going to lose.
Speaking of the Panthers, they got one. Another one. I thought there was a chance we wouldn't see them win again until December.
Yeah.
But, the Dolphins came to town.
Yes.
And that helps.
Yeah, it does.
They were also down quite a bit in that game and came back and won.
Yeah, I mean, some other plays. You remember the play we just talked about, Jackson Dart? Like, the play that Bryce Young had where he just lost a football. Dolphins recover it. Yeah. I mean, Tua was good, I thought.
Yeah, he was pretty
good. I thought Tua was good. Yeah. I still love seeing my guy, Darren Waller, just go out there, just look so good, man.
Two games, three touchdowns.
Yeah, just love watching him play. Yeah, they're just bad, man.
They're bad.
They're both just bad football teams.
Not surprising.
Yeah, but, I mean, Rico Dowdle, though. 200 yards rushing, Andy. I mean, he was toting that pill.
And now they play the Cowboys next. Yes. He's starting talking already. Yes. He said, they know what's coming to town.
No, he didn't.
Something like that.
Oh, you can't.
I'm paraphrasing. He said something like that.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
The Cowboys defense is terrible. He might go for 200 on them.
Yeah, but you can't. Like, usually, the DMX song, I just love when you bring your whole crew and all that stuff. Like, that ain't the right crew to bring with you talking. Yeah. Like, Carolina ain't the right one. Yeah. they ain't the right crew to be talking trash about. Me and my boys
not
coming
the
through.
The most intimidating.
Yeah. Me and Carolina Panthers.
No, he was just talking about himself.
And Bryce Young for the fall through.
He's talking about Rico. They know he's coming to town. Rico's coming to town.
Oh, God.
That's what because he was there. All right, anyway, the Ravens got destroyed.
Oh, man.
They didn't even, honestly, they didn't show up to play that football game. The Texans beat them 44-10. They're 1-4 now. Obviously, Lamar is going to be out for a couple more weeks.
They're still favored to win the AFC North.
Okay.
The Ravens are still favored.
We should maybe get on that.
Yes.
That seems ludicrous at this point.
They're still favored.
Oh,
yeah. Andy, they beat the dog out of them.
They did.
Cooper Rush was awful. CJ Stroud, nice touchdown run. Looked like against George. I guess he ain't that old when you're talking about not his he's 23-year-old old man.
Yeah.
But he played really, really good. I thought, you know, what you talk about, teams like, yeah, we got to go out here.
Yeah.
Like, they got to, I ain't never seen Baltimore just get their ass. I know who ain't there. I understand
that. Of course. But that was why.
Yeah.
Like, they were so like, it's probably not going to go our way anyway.
Yes. And that's how they showed up.
Yeah, they looked. That's exactly how they showed up.
And they just beat the hell out of them.
They were down 24-3 at halftime?
Yes.
Like, that's crazy to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to get any better.
No, because Lamar's
going to be out for a while.
Yes.
So,
and they're playing the Rams this weekend.
They're having their 2025 Braves NFL version.
Oh no,
that's what the Ravens are doing right now.
Oh no,
everybody's hurt and it's just spiraling. The Titans won one of the more inexplicable games that I've seen.
Why can't you hang on to the football no more, guys? Why can't we just run through the line?
So the Titans were down 18 points in this game.
Yes.
And they're so awful. They're a bad team.
They are awful.
They're a bad football team. They won by fumbling the ball on a drive, having it kicked into the end zone, falling on it. Yeah. Obviously, that's how they scored that touchdown.
What a hell of a – first of all, okay, where's Cam Ward throwing the ball? Ball gets tipped. Dude makes a hell of an interception. Hell of a pick.
Right.
Gets up, fumbled, ball's kicked.
Kicked.
I see Ridley going for it. It falls in his own. Titans recovery.
Touchdown.
But we're talking about the Arizona player who didn't cross the line with the ball.
Yep.
I don't know. You know, if I'm a coach, I'm mad. But – like, you ain't finna come at me like that. Like, I think whatever that coach is, it's like he snuck a punch to the ribs when he's on that side, like, getting to his – like, he just punched him in the ribs a little bit. But that's just what we talk about, just dumbness and stuff. Let me stop. But, like, Cam Ward, they get the ball back. That throw he made to damn Ridd on the right side
that's
a number one overall pick throw. And Ridley helped.
Ridd played really well.
That's what I saw a lot yesterday early on with the Titans. They don't help him.
Oh.
He puts it there. They just drop it.
Calvin Ridley had his best game of the year yesterday.
Yes.
Then they kick a field goal at the end to win it. Cardinals have lost all three of their games that they've lost this year on last-second field goals. So there you have it. The Bucs do it again. I don't know how closely anyone was watching this game.
Great
but
game.
The Seahawks really kind of controlled things in the second half, and they had a touchdown lead with about 3 minutes left. Darnold throws an interception off a guy's helmet. Not even a bad throw, just unlucky.
Yeah.
Bounces up. Bucs intercept it. Go down, kick the field goal, and win.
Yeah, man. I thought, you know, it was a great game.
It was
a back-and-forth game.
It was a great game.
These damn Ohio State receivers, man.
Yeah, man.
They're everywhere. Marvin Harrison had a nice grab yesterday, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere, man. But,
and Ibuka is from Seattle, too.
Yes.
So to be – that game was in Seattle.
What school did he go to?
High school?
Yeah.
East Side Catholic, maybe?
Okay. Because I know they were talking about going back home and everything like that.
He's from the area.
Okay.
So
but, yeah, I mean, Sam Darnold was – Sam Darnold –
Steilacoom. He went to Steilacoom.
Sam Darnold was great.
My dad used to remodel a lot of bathrooms in
Steilacoom. That was a hell of an interception by by the Bucks to get the ball back. But yeah, I thought it was a good game overall.
It was.
Love those Seattle Seahawks jerseys.
Love them.
Hate the Buffalo. Hate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniforms. But it looked like it was supposed to go together.
Very nostalgic.
You know what I mean?
It was very nostalgic for the Seahawks to be wearing those jerseys. And then the Mariners had a playoff game later in the day.
Yes.
Hell, a lot of people did the double. Oh, hell of a day.
Yeah.
Now the Seahawks lost.
Hell of a football game. Mariners won. They came back and won too, didn't they?
Yeah. They were up and then the Tigers tied it and then they scored late. The Lions beat the hell out of the Bengals, but the Bengals kept scoring.
Yes.
Like, that was kind of like the Florida State-Miami game.
Yes.
37-24 doesn't really tell the story of that game. The Bengals kept scoring late, but yeah.
Yeah, Jake Browning looked like he's going to get his job another week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked okay, even though he threw three damn interceptions.
Lions are awesome.
They are awesome.
No worries about them.
No worries about them or their damn offense.
Hey, nice win for the Commanders. The Chargers, by the way, a couple back-to-back losses.
You remember
after
when I
nice
said
start.
This when they were going out there? I said this on Friday. I said, if the Chargers lose this game to this banged-up Washington team, they should be ashamed of themselves. Well, forgetting that they're banged up, and also they got their quarterback.
They were up 10-0 and lost 27-10.
Yes. I mean, Jaden was freaking outstanding. That touchdown he threw to damn Debo. Debo was outstanding yesterday, too. I knew there was a question if he was going to play or not. But, yeah, the Chargers are banged up front.
Yep.
I mean, just banged up all the way up front. They got a punt return call back. Great play by Ladd. But
yeah,
it was a great play by Ladd.
What did they call
that? No, it was a roughing kicker.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, they hit the plant leg. But I thought, they got their quarterback. You know, they don't have Scary Terry.
They still can't run the ball
got
in
him.
L.A.
They got it. Was just crazy with Jim.
Pretty
but
weird.
Again, you're down, you're starting two tackles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, has Mekhi Becton even played this year? Because I know he was banged up.
I don't know.
I know he was a big guy that they wanted to get, that they signed out of free agency.
I just thought Herbert playing the way he was playing early and Amarion Hampton in that Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh offense, I thought was really going to work. And you're right. A lot of it has to do with the offensive line being banged up. But, yeah, rough couple weeks for them after a 3-0 start. Everyone's saying, oh, are they the best team in the division?
Yeah,
they
can't run the football. And Merritt. What's his name? Krosky Merritt.
Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Played really good for them. Is he a sleeper on the wire right now, Bo?
No, he was drafted.
He was drafted.
He was a pretty touted prospect process that I was all over.
I think there was some sneakiness going on at the draft because we were talking about drafting him. Now, maybe I had a couple IPAs at that point, and I said his name too loud.
Right.
Because we both
tend to project our voices
because
we do that for a living.
We're loud people.
But if you're eavesdropping.
The table next to us took him, right? And we're talking late in the draft.
Uh-huh.
Cheating. It's all right.
Very much cheating.
Somebody was listening.
I don't know if it was the Golden Corral people or who it was, but somebody's over there cheating.
Okay.
We're going to go down.
Hey, you and me play in college football this weekend.
All right, sweet. Thanks for letting me know. How'd I do last week?
You lost.
Okay.
I played him on Saturday. Like right over there. And you lost.
Yeah. By like 100.
Yeah, you had a bad week.
Lots of bye weeks.
I was mad because
Diego Pavia didn't come through.
You had Damon Williams starting.
He did good.
I was like, this is going to suck when my guy goes off against me. And then he had okay game, but not the normal game that he has. Yeah. Anyway, Patriots beat the Bills. Bills are no longer undefeated. And you got a Monday Night Football game tonight that won't be on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why?
Because there's NBA basketball.
Yes.
Catch it.
I don't know. That's what Dukes and I say. Catch it.
You can catch it tonight. Pregame at 7:30, tip off at 8 o'clock. Hawks and Rockets right here, NBA preseason action. The Chiefs and the Jaguars will be on WAOK.
Yeah, man. I know I saw Xavier Worthy. He was put on the injury report. They said because on the flight over, a little swelling in the ankle, so that's why they put him on the injury list. He'll probably end up playing. Is this like a test for the Jaguars? Like, are they back?
They're sneaky 3-1.
Yeah.
They're not great, but they're 3-1.
They are. 3-1, 3-1.
And 4-1, you can't argue with that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting for because Pat Mahomes, they look so good. They look good. Because, I mean, they got all their weapons back for the first time ever. I mean, they're still without Rasheed Rice, who comes back after next week.
Six games, right?
So after next week, he comes back. So they continue to get whole, but yeah, I'm interested in this Jacksonville thing.
It should be a good game in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it should be.
Duval.
He got some spunk about him, though.
Does he?
I mean, he ran up on Robert Saleh. Okay. Keep my damn name out your mouth, Robert.
I don't want to be described that way.
Oh my God! Hey, every Wednesday night, our guy Day Day Lewis. Join our guy Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making high school sports across the state. Is brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I don't care about that, man. He wasn't in the place where it was.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Way of a serious. My boy just tweeted me. Indy is serious, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Serious.
Didn't know that.
Whatever. That way he got.
So that your buddy's from Indy, I assume?
DA is from Marietta.
Oh. Because everybody... Yeah. No matter where you're from, Everybody believes where they're from has a place like that.
You ain't from Marietta.
You can get stabbed anywhere.
You get stabbed anywhere. I do believe that.
Yeah. I mean, Monica Seles got stabbed on a tennis court. You know what I mean? You can get stabbed any place.
Yeah, we have to go there.
Well, it's just an example of how stabbings occur.
Yeah. I want to know what happened, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bo's going to tell us next. That's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.